Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station. I'm Zach Churchill. Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. It's pretty nice outside, but it's also not bad in here. I have a pretty young singer-songwriter in studio right now. His name's Eli Raybon. He is relatively new to SoCal. He's kind of lived all over the country. Most recently before this, Louisiana, and then before that, North Carolina. But he's now LA-based, and he just released a single on his birthday, September 8th. So this is he just released a brand new song. We're going to hear that later on in the session. But first, we're going to hear a live performance off of his EP, Green, which he released back in June. This is a song taken from that album, Like an Eel. It's Eli Raybon, live on Human Crafted Radio.
To get under my skin when you blabber, I bang my head against the wall again and again. I can't find a quiet corner in this house. Feel like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. I can't sleep, oh no, it's too loud. Feel like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. I can't find a quiet corner in this house. Feel like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. I can't get to sleep, oh no, it's too loud. Feel like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. Close your flapper. Never stopped you, crazy person. Jabber, 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 jabber. It's no use, so I just curl up and take it on the chin. I can't find a quiet corner in this house. Feel like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. I can't sleep, oh no, it's too loud. Feel like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. Blah, blah, blah. I can't find a quiet corner in this house. You like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. I can't get to sleep, oh no, it's too loud. You like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. La da da. Just keep on talking from the dawn until the dark. Hey, don't start. It's funny cause your mouth is almost bigger than a shark's. I can't find a quiet corner in this house. You're like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. I can't sleep, oh no, it's too loud. You're like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. Blah, 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 blah. I can't find a quiet corner in this house. Like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth. I can't get to sleep, oh no, it's too loud. You're like an eel, you don't ever shut your mouth.
Eli Raybon live at our Pearl Street studio. That's a song called Like an Eel, and it's off of his latest release, Green. He dropped that back in June. And what's up, Eli?
How's it going, man?
It's going really well. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Have you been to Laguna Beach before?
I never have, you know, and it's funny. I was driving up and, you know, I was on the freeways and stuff, and then I got on, you know, Laguna Beach Highway or whatever, Canyon Road or something like that, mm-hmm. and then I saw the water, and I was like, oh, it's like, it's the beach.
Yeah.
You
didn't know that there was going to be a beach in Laguna Beach?
I just didn't think of it. I wasn't thinking about it.
Well, I mean, you haven't lived next to the beach for much of your life, correct?
Right, yeah. Yeah, going to the beach is usually like a... kind of like a vacation type thing. I've usually lived kind of always about 2 hours from the beach. So it's never been like, you know, too far, but...
It's been like a full day trip, yeah, if you want to do it.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, going to the beach is like going to the beach, and I don't know.
Going to the beach here is literally, you go walk down our stairs, and it's like, I don't know, 50 feet away.
Yeah, I know. I took a picture actually out there, just because it's like, ooh, there's a little sailboat, very picturesque.
Well, you chose a good day to come down. So that was a song called Like an Eel off of your EP Green, which you dropped back in June. Who is that song about? Are you allowed to say? Would it hurt someone's feelings?
Probably. That's a tough one. But I will say part of the inspiration came from when I moved to L.A. I had never lived in an apartment before, and so the whole concept of neighbors... was sort of new to me, and just getting used to living around other people and not just having like a music room where I can, you know, play music all night. And so the first day that I got to LA, I had just driven 26 hours from Louisiana, and I got to LA, and it was the first day in my apartment, and I got out my guitar. I'm like, all right, I'm going to, you know, just play through some songs and you know, wipe the dust off. Let's get warmed up here. I'm in LA. I'm going to be doing some singing. And about 5 minutes later, I got a knock from the neighbors like, hey, could you keep it down? And not like electric, not anything, just what I just did, basically. And so I there may have been someone else in mind, but I can say that part of the inspiration kind of came from me always getting a...
That's got to be a way different experience. So are you out here on your own?
I have a roommate, but yeah, other than that, it's just us in the apartment, and yeah.
So the lyrics, you're like an eel, you never shut your mouth. So eels don't shut their mouths? I never thought, are they always kind of like...
They're always...
Like smiling?
Yeah, they always have this kind of evil, malicious-looking grin.
That's true.
Because I think technically they breathe with their mouths open or something. So they kind of do always have their mouths open a little bit. Especially like the moray eels, you know, the big green big yellow eels that you think of when you think an eel. They pretty much always.
Interesting. So yeah. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Eli Raybon, and you are just a young 20-year-old from where'd you originally grow up? On the East Coast?
Yeah, so I'll just go through the whole list. I was born in Ohio, and then I moved to Mississippi, and then Louisiana, and then back to Mississippi, and then to a different part of Mississippi, and then to North Carolina, and then to Louisiana, and then to LA. So I would say kind of my childhood years, that was Mississippi. That's what I think of like being like, you know, 7, 8, that sort of age.
The home of, the birthplace of America's music. That's what, when you drive into Mississippi, their signs say.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's interesting, yeah. And so I would say I kind of, childhood in Mississippi, and then I would say I'm kind of from North Carolina just because we lived there for 10 years, so that was kind of the longest that we ever lived in one place, and I went to high school there and stuff, so kind of my most recent, you know, friends and just memories are of North Carolina, because I was only in Louisiana for 6 months before moving to LA, so I never got too attached to anything, but yeah, so I would say I'm from North Carolina, but really from all over the place.
And we were talking before the interview, it's not like you're from a military family. Your parents just kind of, that's just how they roll. It's like, you know, they just want to expose you to new environments, or?
I don't know. Again, it just got to where, you know, they just kind of got used to moving every once in a while. And I always joke that it's never like when the house needs repairs, it's not, all right, who are we going to get to repair the houses? All right, time to move. Time to sell the house and go move somewhere else. But I don't know. They just got used to moving every 3 years, 3 or 4 years. And so.
So I'm someone who grew up in the exact same house for my entire life, pretty much. I was in the same house from 5 months old till pretty much my early 20s. So I have no idea what that experience is like. Do you look back on it as a positive experience? Are you happy or that you were able to learn how to adapt to new environments? Do you look at that as a positive influence on who you've become, or do you kind of wish you could have been grounded more?
You know, I guess I never really thought about it too much. I would say it's been a good thing though, because I kind of have like memories of Mississippi that I can kind of look back on. Because actually, kind of Mississippi is where my mom's family is from and my dad's family is from. So that's where they're both from. So Mississippi has kind of always been like the home base for everybody. And so I lived there, you know, and especially when I was like 7 and 8, I just have a lot of memories of there. Like there's been, you know, a big hurricane recently. I was actually in Mississippi when Katrina hit. So I went through that. And so I have all these fond memories of, well, not that the Katrina memories are fond, but, you know, just I have a lot of memories of Mississippi. And I can kind of look back on them since I didn't grow up there my whole life, I can kind of look back on them with a special kind of nostalgia that I don't think that would be there if I was still there or had been there forever. I don't know. I think it's been good, though, because I kind of, a big thing with me is like, I don't know, not being afraid to, you know, make the move or go and do something different. And I think that, I guess, moving so much and adapting to so many different places kind of helped me with that, I guess.
And like, new experiences definitely will give you more writing material. So
yeah, for
that's
sure.
A positive.
Well, again, like I'm not sure I would have had the courage to make the move to LA had I not grown up moving around and getting used to new places, you know, like
exactly.
I have no family, you know, in LA. Everyone's 2,000 miles away on the opposite side of the country. So it's kind of like a big.
And how long have you been here again?
About like 11 and a half months. It's coming up on a year.
Wow.
I think September 28th
is a year. If you break a year, then you're good.
Yeah.
At least you haven't gone home. So let's just get into another song. You played one song off of your EP Green that you dropped in June, Like an Eel. Do you have another one off of that record?
Yeah, yeah. This one's called Sucker Me In. It's actually, I'm pretty sure this is like the first time that I'm going to play it live. Because on Green is kind of like there's a lot of bass guitar on it and there's a lot of synthesizers on it. There's not much acoustic guitar. So I'm kind of playing acoustic renditions. And it took me a while to figure this one out. And and so I think this is the first time that I'm going to play it live. But it's interesting. This is, I think, maybe the one song where there's a lyric in it that seems to me is like the most misunderstood. So
Green, I'll see if I can pick it out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it afterwards. But yeah, this one's called Sucker Me In.
This is Eli Raybon live on Human Crafted Radio with an original tune, Sucker Me In. Take it away, Eli.
Made a public appearance today to let everyone know I'm alive. I keep to myself most days. The green is hard to hide. Sometimes I need to go out away from the screen. Chances are you're hearing this on the side of the street. People walk past, their brows raising me. Everywhere I go, the feeling is bittersweet. You know it's cold out west. Can anyone here tell me what's best? Feel it in my chest, don't have much left. I know what I want, I don't think I'll ever have enough. Reach your hand out and suck me in. You look different closer up. But I can't stop hitting rock bottom. I'll die before I give it up. Quirky vibe, dreamy eye. The green is hard to hide. Everybody look the other way. I don't feel like getting dressed today. I self-destruct and give it a shrug. Cause I'm having so much fun. I did nothing yesterday. I hear the ticking time. Was it worth it? I can't say. Green is hard to hide. Sometimes I need to go out anywhere but here. Laugh to myself, enjoy atmosphere. When I'm alone, my head stays clear. Look to the north, no fear. You know it's cold up there. I live and love that life's unfair. Keep sleepwalking on air. I know what I want. I don't think I'll ever have enough. Reach your hand out and sucker me in. You look different closer up. But I can't stop being rock bottom. I'll die before I give it up. Quirky vibe, dreamy eye. Green is hard to hide. Everybody look the other way. I don't feel like getting dressed today. Self-destruct and give it a shrug. Cause I'm having, I'm having so much fun. I'm having so much fun. I don't think I'll ever have enough. Reach your hand out and suck me in. You look different closer up. But I can't stop hitting rock bottom. I'll die before I give it up. Quirky vibe, dreamy eye. Green is hard to hide.
Yeah, man. That's good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, that was Eli Raymond live at our Pearl Street studio. That's a song called Sucker Me In off of his EP Green, dropped at the beginning of summer back in June. So yeah, talk to me, man. I dig those lyrics.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
What is the green that's hard to give?
So
green is hard to hide, right?
You're right. So obviously the whole EP is called Green. And kind of unintentionally, actually, green kept on cropping up in the lyrics. Like, I knew I was going to call the EP Green before I wrote that, or before. There's another song that has a line that says, I'm sitting at a stop sign waiting for the light to turn green. Mm-hmm. So green just kind of kept coming up in the lyrics. But it's interesting. I actually see colors when I hear music sometimes. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's called synesthesia.
Okay, so I've heard that term before, right. And so basically, I had a folder on my computer called Green because I was working on some songs that I was associating very strongly with the color green.
That's so rad. I wish I had that.
That was my initial. And so the EP is four tracks, and it ended up being the four tracks that just made me see the most green. That was actually my kind of the initial meaning behind the title. But also, you know, there's kind of several other ways you can interpret it. Like, you know, being green is kind of like being new or fresh or young or something like. And mm-hmm. so that's I think is the meaning in this song in particular, to me at least. The green is hard to hide. It just means like kind of the youth, the inexperience, because the song in general, Sucker Me In, is about wasting time. Because when I moved to LA, it was kind of the first time I'm away from home. I'm out of high school. And so I don't have anyone to answer to but me. And so setting deadlines and then sticking to those deadlines when you don't have someone else making you, that to me took the longest. That was hard, difficult to adjust in that I can do whatever I want now. And so I have to make myself be productive. And I'm kind of like I was always like a school type person. So I took standardized tests because they were fun to me, and I do math for fun still. So I'm like, I like to be productive and I like to learn and create and stuff. But the first time being, you know, totally independent from any sort of responsibility that wasn't self-imposed was like tough. And so that's what this song is about. It's just about wasting time. And so the line I mentioned that I think people misunderstand the most is, I'm having so much fun. I meant it kind of in like a sarcastic way, like,
yeah,
this is actually kind of like miserable.
I got that, yeah,
right. And so but a lot of people take it at face value, which kind of is a total 180 from my intended meaning. But I guess that's the cool thing about music, is you can
well, I
get whatever you want out of it.
I resonated with those lyrics, and that's the great thing about art in general, is
for sure
you can you can write it. You can write that song, you know, about one experience, and I can get it and right. relate it to a completely different experience exactly. of my own, though. You know?
But it's like, it's perfect, though. It's yeah. like I wrote it for you when that happens. And it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy how that works.
Like, I don't think I'll ever... So you were talking about time.
Right.
And I'm thinking about drugs. Wow. You're like, I don't think I'll ever have enough.
Hit
rock bottom. Like,
Okay. I was
relating it to, you know, struggles I've had in my life with addiction. So that's right. cool that you can... That's not even what you were talking about,
exactly,
but
right.
it really works for, you know, it's however you interpret it.
Right, yeah. That's what's crazy. I'm a big fan of, like, instrumental music, too. So just, like, analog synth soundtrack type stuff. For a similar type reason in that since there are no words, it can mean, like, anything. Mm-hmm. Because there's no words. So it's not, you know... I don't know. It's weird.
It's funny talking about how certain songs or certain music reminds you of a color. Because, I mean, if you actually, I think it's called like synesthesia.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you like hit a particular note, they actually see a color.
Yeah. I don't think I'm quite that extreme. It's
yeah.
like a... I generate
vibe.
Yeah, I'll associate. Yeah, exactly. Kind of like the sonics.
So I think I'm a little bit that down. I think maybe everybody can, but I do think of certain songs.
Yeah.
Associating with a color. Like I remember there's one song that I always got green from, and it is the Great Gig in the Sky off of Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And then like Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd is always like. Pinkish purple to me. Right. So there's certain songs.
Yeah. Well, see, it's cool to me with like album artwork because I'm a big fan of the Flaming Lips. And one of the things that they do better than I think anyone else is that their covers always look like the music sounds. And that's one of the reasons that like the first time I ever listened to a Flaming Lips record, it was because the cover was appealing to me. And then when I listened to the music, it's like that cover is perfect. Like, they just fit. And so, I don't know. It's weird. The visual side of music is definitely interesting to me. I just wish that I could, like, draw. Or I'm not very, you know, with a pencil or pen or paint, I'm not necessarily the most gifted.
Yeah. Well, it'll be cool when you start planning out, like, the visuals for your live shows, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Green tour.
Yeah.
The green tour. All right, well, I want to hear this latest song, but before we do, let's talk about it a little bit. You just dropped, so you dropped that EP back in June, but you were coming up on your 20th birthday. You just turned 20 about 10 days ago, September 8th, and you decided about a month before that, hey, you know what, I need to release something on my birthday. Just, you kind of got the urge. So talk about Computer Don't Kill Me.
Yeah, so like you were saying, kind of 3 weeks or a month before my birthday, it just kind of hit me. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm turning 20. And I
life
guess,
is downhill from here.
I know. Well, no, I always joke. It's like, eventually, it's going to go downhill. Like every year, though, I say, man, I wish I could be 19 forever. But this year, I'll be like, man, I wish I could be 20 forever. And it's been like that, you know, for as long as I can remember. Every year is better. But eventually, you're going to hit a peak, and then it's going to start going down. So at least I'm not there yet, so I don't have to worry about that. But I just kind of saw that 20 was coming up, and it just seemed like a big deal because it's like, oh, I'm not a teenager anymore. And I just, my work ethic really, really picked up, and I just became, and I kind of got this new surge of just, like, creativity or creative energy. Just somehow. And so I wrote Computer Don't Kill Me kind of in that time. And I was like, I'm going to put it out on my birthday. And there were a lot of little factors that were kind of urging me or just things that it's like, well, it would really work better if you did it like a week later or something. But I was like, no, I'm sticking with it, putting it out on my birthday. So I ended
up
hitting.
That's tough to set a deadline like that. And
yeah,
then...
exactly. That's what I was talking about earlier. That was something that I think took the longest for me to learn. The self-control and the personal responsibility to do stuff like that. But yeah, so it's kind of a it's kind of a sci-fi inspired song, sort of, but it's also like a very tragic, almost a little sad song too. It's kind of interesting in that, you know, the lyrics, if you just take them at face value, they can seem kind of silly or wacky, but the song is really like, it's actually kind of sad. So it's an interesting sort of thing.
All right, well, I am ready for it. Hit me with it. Computer, don't kill me. And is this about like the dark web? Did you ever almost die by getting like deep into the
No, you know what inspired it? That's funny though. What actually inspired it was I was finishing up some mixes for Green, and kind of my workflow can be a little bit sporadic, especially at the end of like the editing phase. I'll end up with way too many tracks.
So are you doing all this on your own?
Yes.
Or do you have help?
I do it all. So Green,
that's crazy.
Green was a totally independent effort. I played everything and recorded everything and mixed everything. And I think it's when I started to get serious about songwriting, which was about 3 years ago, I was like, or almost four, maybe I was 16. That's when I became serious about singing as well. When I started to, I remember I never had the, I want to be a singer. It's like, I want to be like an artist. I want to write these songs and I want to like create this, I want to create stuff. And so that's when it was like, well, I got to be able to sing the songs. But kind of also at that time, I got into music production as well. So kind of all three of those things, the singing, the songwriting, and the production kind of all grew up together. So yeah, it's interesting. It's a lot of fun. It gives me a lot of creative freedom when I have, you know, total control of everything. But it's also I've worked with other, you know, musicians and players in the past, and it's a different dynamic. It's like it almost gives me, I'll hear stuff in my own recordings later when someone else plays on them that I didn't notice originally because I didn't put it there. It was someone else kind of putting their feel in the song and their experiences. So there's kind of pluses to both, for me at least. It's like, you know, doing it all yourself, you kind of have this total freedom and it's like, it's your work. So if there's something, if someone likes it, then good, that's good on you. And if someone hates it, then that's also on you. And so it's kind of like that, where if you have other people play on it, at least if it's good, you share the credit. But if it's bad, you can share the blame.
That's an interesting way of thinking about it.
Yeah,
I never thought about it that way.
It's funny.
Well, you're taking full responsibility for this.
Yeah, I'm taking, yeah.
Especially in this stripped-down acoustic performance. So we won't judge you too harshly. You're sounding great.
Thank you. This is
Eli Raybon live on KX93.5 with his latest single, Computer, Don't Kill Me.
Another task thrown in the queue. One press of a button and out the data spews. I'd be doomed without you. Up to my neck in numbers, letters splattered onto the wall. Covered in queries.
Eli Raybon live at a Pearl Street studio. Computer Don't Kill Me, his latest single. And wow, that's actually, that is sad.
It is.
But it's
really
beautiful.
Sad.
It's beautiful. Guys, don't be hard. Don't be so hard on your computers. They're doing all they can. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's when, again, I was finishing some mixes for Green, and I'm not sure if I finished this thought, but I started to hear like this, you know, this vile grinding noise. I was like, oh, no. And, of course, the computer crashed, and it was just like it was a moment where I felt bad for it. I was like, I can't believe I made it.
I put too much weight on your shoulders.
Exactly. And you just kind of expect it to work, you know? And I just thought, you know, all of the recording and all of the music I make, I couldn't do it without the computer. Like, I need, that is my hub of everything that, you know, I record into it and edit on it and mix on it. And you know, everything is centered around those zeros and ones. And so it's
your
just
co-producer.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to get credit in the liner in the liner notes, but yeah, I'm sure it does a lot.
It should.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Eli, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a blast. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, where can our listeners find you on the social medias?
It's pretty easy. I'm pretty much the only Eli Raybon musician out there. So if you just type in Eli Raybon, ELIRAYBON, on anything, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, anything you want, and you can find my recordings. You can find other cool stuff, and yeah.
All thanks to the computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you're just tuning in one last time, this is Eli Raybon. He is a 20-year-old SoCal transplant. He just dropped a new single about 10 days ago on his 20th birthday, Computer Don't Kill Me. He just performed it live, but you can check it out on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you like to get your music these days. And we can expect some more music coming from you, hopefully soon.
For sure, yeah. Next month or two.
Awesome. Well, shoot it over to us so we can play it.
For sure.
Thanks, my man. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks again.